Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mac, and Dylan. We are talking Hawks all morning long. Going to pivot just a little bit right now because Braves are welcoming the Angels to Truist tonight. On the mound, we do have Didier Fuentes. Right now stands at 0-2. Oh, he's going to get his first chance to pitch at home. For the Angels, it's Tyler Anderson, and he is 2-5.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what this next chapter looks like for Didier Fuentes. Obviously, has had his ups and downs away from home. This Angel, not great, but they have been hot here of late and have played pretty good baseball. So,
you know, it's funny.
What?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, hell, they're better than us.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Like, and look. I almost enjoy playing teams that are hot because it like so many times does it feel like we have a lapse in focus when you're playing the Rockies and the Marlins and teams like that. It's like, yeah, go ahead and lock in. Like I would like you. We play better when we're playing good teams, and hopefully we can continue throughout the entirety of the series to have that energy moving forward.
Yeah, that's why I laugh because I thought the same. I was like, what did I say to you this morning? I said the Braves should win 5 of 6 of their next 6, and then I was like. I mean, the Angels are 41-42. That's more than we can say. Fuentes has used his fastball primarily. He's done a good job of mixing in his curve and his sweeper, but he's primarily been a three-pitch guy so far, first two starts. The only thing about – I was looking at Anderson, Ally. I like to look at these pitchers and what the Braves are facing. This guy doesn't have, like, mow you down, Tyler Anderson. He's not going to mow you down, right, blow you away at the plate. But he does a good job keeping you off balance with his – mixing in his, he uses his four seam, his change, and his cutter, and then he throws in two. He actually has 5 pitches, but primarily it's those 3. And he does a good job of kind of mixing those in. You need to win 5 of 6. I hate it because I'm a win the series type of guy, but I just don't feel like 4-2 the next 6 is good enough.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I'll obviously have my eyes peeled on Sunday because we all know that just drives me nuts whenever you drop a series finale. But also, just really quick, Brian Snicker talked yesterday a little bit about Ron Washington, how he's praying for him and hoping for everything to come back together with that. So just a quick mention of Ron Washington because I think we all kind of feel the same way.
We do. I do. And are we going to give Travis d'Arnaud a standing ovation tonight?
100%.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
We have to.
Right? There's one thing that look, we've been blessed with a lot of good teams here in Atlanta, but the one thing we are known for is standing ovations for former players. There's no doubt about that. Like, come on back in, baby. The water's fine. Bring it on back.
Yeah. Well, momentarily, I am going to get hammered on my top 5 Tuesday list for patriotic songs because
get hammered, huh?
Because I know what everyone's going to say. I already know what you're going to say about my list, but we got to mention the Steelers-Dolphins news first. Yesterday, Steelers and the Dolphins pulled off a massive trade that involved 3 different players, 2 draft picks. So Steelers are sending Minkah Fitzpatrick to Miami along with a 2027 fifth-round pick. In exchange for Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey in a 2027 7th-round pick.
Yeah, my mind was blown when I saw this one. And I know that they've been looking for, obviously, a tight end when it comes to Jonnu Smith. We've had that conversation before here a number of times. The question comes down to, in my mind, and the way these guys play currently, do you trade 1 All-Pro for the chance at 2 Pro Bowlers? And that's what I think. Miami is looking – I think that's what both teams are kind of looking at right now and thinking they're on the right side of this trade. But – Minkah Fitzpatrick seemed to me like a guy that was untouchable, and turns out he's not, and we'll be headed back to Miami, obviously.
It's weird. This whole thing's weird to me because Minkah Fitzpatrick was drafted by who?
Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's going back there. Now I know that it was different coaching staff, and I think even GMs. I mean, but it's a weird thing. I don't know. What is Jalen Ramsey going to go do? Is he going to play? Is he going to make that switch now to a safety position?
I think he has to. I think their corner spots are already pretty much sewed up.
So, I actually like it for the Steelers, and I think it kind of shows that maybe like they're adding another tight end that fits perfect with Arthur Smith. They're going all. It feels like they're making moves to say we are trying to win this year.
Yeah.
You
just really don't ever see that many 3-time All-Pros like that, like Minkah, just go in a deal and get packaged for the players. Because I think those other 2 players, Jonnu and Jalen Ramsey, can be Pro Bowlers this year. But Minkah, man, that's shocking to me. Anyways.
But how do you think he feels going back to Miami? Because he wasn't there very long.
Well, and I'm trying to think where he's from originally. I want to say maybe he's from South Florida at a high school. I might be wrong about that, though.
No, but, he's from Jersey.
Okay.
Maybe he went to high school.
Oh, I'm thinking of Patrick Tane. I'm thinking of Patrick Tane.
I think it's just weird to me that a guy that you drafted, in the first round, and wasn't a bad player there, but then you just got rid of. I mean, he was an all pro he half a season in Miami, and then the other half was in Pittsburgh. But it's just weird to me. I don't know. It's a weird thing, but I do think it's a good deal for the Steelers. And now you kind of look at Mike McDaniels and what is next for this Miami team, because they need to win a playoff game.
I think it was a big move for them. And obviously, it seems like they're on the hunt now for a tight end. Hey, got somebody you can call. What, Terry Cook?
Yeah. Look, I don't – I'm not overly in on that, surprisingly.
All right, guys, get your phones out. Be ready to take some notes, because I'm about to give you –
very careful here.
4th of July playlist. Here's what I want to preface about this playlist.
Oh, God.
This is for your cookout. This is for your barbecue. This is not just to be patriotic, okay?
Just as long as we're pointting out that's not the same thing. The cookout and the barbecue, okay?
An event, a 4th of July event. Okay. Party that you're having.
Your pool party. Yeah,
yeah, so your
there
pool
you
party.
Go. Okay, all right, perfect.
So, we all love Lee Greenwood, but I'm sorry, you're not going to hear him on this list, okay? It's not going to happen. And
well,
I know there's going
I'm
to be calls.
I'm going to sit this segment out then.
There's going to be calls and tweets about Lee Greenwood. I just know it.
Do you know at my elementary school they played this every single morning? Every single morning
really?
They played it, I swear.
What a cool school.
It was. We were the Patriots, and they played this every single morning.
I do love that. I mean, and I will say this song gives me chills every time I hear it. Like,
it's
just
a good tune.
It gives you a lot of pride, but that's not what this list is for. This is the top 5 songs at your 4th of July party. We'll go with party.
All right. Be very careful.
Couple honorable mentions. We're going to start with James Brown from 1985, Living in America.
Yes. What's the first thing you think of when you hear this song?
Rocky?
Rocky. There's no doubt. Like, I am. Rocky IV is on the screen.
Apollo is coming down.
Dancing, baby.
The Russians is standing in the ring. Yeah. Drago's is standing there.
I must break you.
All mad. If he dies, he dies.
All right, so that's an honorable mention. Another one, I think this one might upset you, Bo, because it is, you know, from one of our favorite movies, Saving Silverman, Neil Diamond, America.
Don't know if this would be on my list, but if it's from Saving Silverman, which it is, and he makes an amazing appearance in that movie, I'm in.
Which we probably offend many people by saying the song is from Saving Silverman.
I know. Well, you know what? They're Neil Diamond fans. They're probably offended by a lot, so I don't really care.
All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. This is the top 5 playlist for your 4th of July party. Coming in from 1998, we've got number 5.
Number 5.
Honestly, I'm good with it. This is a good pick.
Do you remember this music video?
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah, who,
so
who,
he redid. So this is the Guess Who originally, okay? This is a remake, obviously, or cover, as they say in the music world. And I think he covered this song for the Austin Powers soundtrack, the one with Heather Graham in it.
Oh, how random.
Yeah. I know. Don't
really.
Don't. Yeah, because I think that's in the music video too. I think.
Man,
a little bit.
You are good for a random fact.
I know.
Once in a while.
Look at me.
Never thought about that. Have y'all seen the video of him going to Bucky's? It's incredible.
Yeah, in his leather pants.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's weird though that he just starts doing ab crunches in the middle of Bucky's.
He's like spinning around. It's like he's in his own music video.
Okay, I'm
going to
find that and tweet that out. That was, of course, Lenny Kravitz, American Woman. All right, next up.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Let's not get lost in the actual message
of
the song.
I was going to say, it is what it is. But it's honestly hard not to. It's hard not to.
It was great until I realized what the song was
about.
And I'm steak will come in here on like two wheels, but the most overrated artist in the history of the world is Bruce Springsteen.
No.
Wow.
I mean, he is so overrated.
Wow.
It's not funny. Although, I love the E Street Band because, you know, My guy is in Sopranos, so but it just I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Oh my gosh, you have to see him live. I saw him at Gwinnett Arena, GasSouth Arena. He played 2 hours.
Wow!
And there's like no production behind him. It's just him and his guitar running around. It's incredible.
A lot to be said about that.
My old mass comm professor might be a bigger Bruce Springsteen fan than Steak.
Wow.
He might be. They're close. They're right there.
All right. So that was number four. We've got Lenny Kravitz, Bruce Springsteen, and coming in next.
Number three.
All right. Whoa.
The eye rolls have started.
I'm a little bit taken off base here.
I get it.
But it's almost like
astronaut herself, Katy Perry.
It's almost like it would have been a 5, if anything, because it's kind of like just a pun.
Was this number 4 or 3?
This is 3.
How is this 3 in Living in America by James Brown is not on the list? It's an honorable mention.
This is my party playlist for the 4th of July. Well, you have to come to the party if you want to.
I hope Grant takes over the radio.
She's got the aux. Like, I like the fact that it keeps the vibes high and the energy moving.
And who's not
at your party?
Sing along?
Yeah.
Me. I'm not.
If you've had a couple drinks, you're singing along.
Not singing along. I don't even know the words of this, nor would I want to sing along. I would just sit there and protest.
You're a complete liar.
Amy,
yeah.
Please get footage, because I promise you he's going to sing along next time it comes on.
I agree.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Number 2.
Okay, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Disliking Tom Petty is un-American. Yeah. He's one of my favorite artists of all time. You can just play his greatest hits with him and the Heartbreakers. His live anthology album, phenomenal. He does some covers of some Grateful Dead stuff too, man. I'm a huge Tom Petty fan. So.
Got a chance to see him. I've told you the story before. Chance to see him live at Wrigley Field in the outfield about 8 months before he passed away.
So
it
jealous.
Was an incredible. Yeah. Like, it's raining. He's like, I'm not going anywhere, guys. You just sit right there.
Oh,
in
my
seats.
Gosh.
I saw him twice, one at Lakewood.
Oh, nice.
And when Last Dance came on, because it was obviously a night show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the middle of the day. There were so many lighters lighting up. And then it immediately smelled like, a Cypress Hill concert. It was
very nice. Yeah. I could see that happening. That was the first cassette I ever bought, was Tom.
There you go.
Tom Petty
there. That's funny because when I got a CD player for Christmas, the first two CDs I got, one of which was Tom Petty and Heartbreaker's Greatest Hits.
There we go. All right, this is the one I know you guys are going to roll your eyes at. However, again, you have a drink or two.
Comes a boy band.
Everybody is singing this dang song.
Number 1.
I quit. Somebody tell Mike Conti that I left my mic muff and my earphones for the next man. I quit.
I really thought you would be hit or miss on this mic.
I will say this. So we played in the Rose Bowl when I was a senior. That was where the national title game was. Mm-hmm. And this was kind of the theme song.
There
because
you go.
We literally flew into LAX.
Good memories.
And yeah. But number 1 on 4th of July.
On the party playlist?
Come on, bro.
Absolutely. Everybody
Come
sing
on,
along.
Bro.
I like the vibes when everyone sings along and is having a good time.
I mean,
time.
I do too, but number 1?
You know what everybody sings along to at my barbecues? A Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. You could have played that, over this.
Well.
Just. Number 1, man, that is a tough pill to swallow.
And I knew there was going to be a lot of criticism, so feel free to reach out about my top 5 party playlists for your 4th of July party. You can hit us on Twitter at 929MorningShift. We're also going to be taking your Hawks reaction all day long. I'm sure Mike and Bo have some amendments to my list that we'll cover on the other side, but we've got some big moves going on in the A. We want to hear from you today, 404-726-0929. We're going to talk about it all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. I quit.